Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, K Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And today's show being brought to you by our great friends at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. The Purdy's have been serving this area for decades. Best price, best insurance. They make sure that you are protected and covered. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We're talking about DraftKings and FanDuel. John in Pittsburgh, great phone call. Appreciate it very much at 800-795-9565. Anybody else out there that participates in this? And if so, what is your experience like? That's what we're talking about today. Tony Knopp, CEO, Spotlight Ticket Management tomorrow. Coming up on Wednesday, Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com on college football. Guy Cipriano, Golf Magazine, joining us on the PGA Championship on Wednesday as well. Plus, where are we going on Wednesday?
Northumberland.
Where? Northumberland. Sure, Northumberland will never be the same once we're there.
No.
Yeah. But this is intriguing. Anybody out there, and John gave us some great answers, that participated in FanDuel or DraftKings, and if so, I want to know what the experience is like for you. Online daily fantasy sports have just blown up all over the country. There's about, we're a country of about, 330, 340 million people. There are an estimated 16 million players. They're going to spend more than $4 billion this year competing at 16 million. And there's a legislative exemption that allows them to do this. And five states have banned residents from playing online games for cash prizes. The other 45, you're fine, including this one. And DraftKings, as an example, operates auto racing, golf, soccer, football, basketball, baseball, and mixed martial arts. They don't have hockey, though.
I think they're based out of Delaware, too, Steve.
DraftKings? DraftKings is based out of Boston.
Oh, maybe it's FanDuel. I thought one of them was based out of Baltimore, or Delaware, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's just where they're licensed or something. I don't know where that lawsuit was going on.
Well, they have lawsuits against them in Florida and Illinois. DraftKings does. The company expects to pay out. Now, this is what they're paying out this year. $1.2 billion in prizes. Imagine what they're making. Imagine what they're making. Leagues and teams and ownerships get involved. And as I mentioned earlier, the Kraft Group, which owns the Patriots, has invested four different times in DraftKings since 2013. And it's amazing what they've done. The NBA has bought an ownership stake in DraftKings, chief rival FanDuel. And Adam Silver, of course, in that New York Times article said straight out, he says, look, sports betting should be brought out of the underground and into the sunlight. Now, I'm not advocating one way or the other. As you know, I don't gamble in fantasy, whatever. The number of people that ask me to play
is a long list, and all of them have received the same answer. That's something I don't have an interest in. I just don't want to do it. Don't have an interest in it. And when you, but what I do find from what I perceive as a logical way of looking at it, you gamble your money in so many different ways on different items. If you invest in the stock market, aren't you essentially gambling your money? I'm looking at a stock. So let's just use round numbers here. Say I want to invest in IBM. And say that stock is $200. And so I take and I buy 100 shares at $200. So now I have spent $20,000 to get 100 shares at $200. Well, the entire idea is that we want the shares to be go from 200 to eventually 300 in, say, 10 years as a round number. With the idea my 20,000 becomes 30,000, correct? I want to buy silver. Silver is running a little bit more than $15 an ounce. Is it the idea of buying at $15 an ounce and I buy $50,000 worth of silver with the roll of the dice that silver in 5 to 10 years is worth $45 an ounce, which means my $100,000 now is $300,000? Now, remember, it can go in the reverse. The $15 silver price could go down to $10. So that $100,000 worth of silver that I bought now is worth $67,000. Same thing with gold. When you invest in gold, aren't you investing in gold with the idea that it's going to be worth more in 5 years? I mean, that's called investing. Essentially, though, isn't it a gamble? Now, each one of these has a long-term payout. The idea is that I'll invest in IBM, that over the next 10 years it'll do this instead of going in the tank. I'm going to invest in gold or silver, precious metals, with the idea that in 10 years they'll each go up, but I'm also risking the possibility that each could go down. Okay. Sports is different. I'm investing or gambling on the Steelers and the Ravens game, but that's taking place Sunday. And the immediate payout is next week, or the immediate loss is right in front of me, as opposed to 2 to 5 and 10 years down the road. I'm not advocating gambling at all. As you know, I've talked often about when I've talked to my class, I've told them straight out, look, when you're covering games or you're announcing games, my strong advice is don't put any money on the game. It then clouds your opinion of the game. If they win, you're too euphoric, and if they lose, you're too bitter because you had a personal stake in the game. So I've talked to them about that in these terms. But at the same time, you're looking at gambling, and in Europe, for example, you go to England, you can gamble on anything. Wimbledon's being played, you can gamble on it. The players can gamble on it. I believe the players can gamble on it. I believe they can. I believe Suarez still playing for Liverpool? If Suarez wants to bet on his team to win, he can do it, I think. I think he can. It's like I think, for example, if Novak Djokovic wanted to bet on himself to win Wimbledon, I think he could. Through Ladbrokes or something like that. I think he can. If I'm wrong about that, just call me and tell me. 800-795-9565. But who of you out there does anything through DraftKings or FanDuel or something like it? And if so, what is your experience? 800-795-9565. But when it comes to gambling money, you're allowed to gamble at the track. You're allowed to gamble in Las Vegas on sports. You can do that. You're allowed to do all of that. And we know, of course, we've talked about it extensively with the Pete Rose situation about gambling when you're active. Major League Baseball allows you to be involved. Major League Baseball has a stake in DraftKings, for example, but they will not allow the players to participate in it. 800-795-9565, 800-795-9565. Is it gambling? Well, John said straight out, and I give John credit. John, that was one of the great calls that we've had. I said, do you consider it gambling? He said, yes, I do.
You know what I'm surprised about with the popularity of what we're talking about here in fantasy sports in general? I'm surprised the players' associations have not tried to get their hand in some of this money that's available out there, because their names are those players' names are being used.
Yeah, but Kevin, it's that again. There's that line. Okay, I think the players' association's been smart staying out of it for the moment. There's that line. Well, we want money out of it. Money, okay, money for what? You know, does it now warp into being a gambling operation? DraftKings spends a lot of money. They spent $60 million last year on marketing alone. And what's the group that they're looking at? And this is why you're seeing leagues and teams get involved. What's the age that they're looking for at DraftKings and FanDuel? 21 to 35. That's the range that they're looking at. And it's not as if, Kevin, that the players can't sign sponsorship deals. They can. Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski, for example, have signed sponsorship contracts with fantasy operators.
Oh, I know.
Brady's with Daily MVP, and Gronk is with DraftKings.
I'm just surprised that they have not tried to put some sort of a dollar value to the use of the names. That's why I was not surprised, for instance, when NFL.com started their own fantasy football setup. I mean, you had CBSSports.com that had it for years. ESPN had it for a long time. Sporting News did one for a long time. I was really surprised. I was really not surprised when the NFL jumped into it. And because there was a long time that the NFL talked about, geez, I don't think that we want to have this happen. And it appears to me that they just kind of collapsed and gave in and said, well, it's already happening whether we want it or not. We can't stop it. Let's at least try and make some money on it.
Well, let's be honest. Let's be very straight about this, okay? Adam Silver is the one that opened the door in the New York Times article. Here is the entire key to it in no uncertain terms. If the NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, NFL, NASCAR, if each one of those organizations or leagues feels they can make money from this and get a cut, they'll endorse it.
Well, and wouldn't you want to do anything you possibly can to create more interest in your sport? And this obviously does it. Good, bad, or indifferent, it creates more interest in your sport.
There's no question it does, because John, in when he called us earlier, he said, look, he said, I find myself following games.
Oh, yeah.
I never were to follow before. All right. Anybody, FanDuel, DraftKings, or some other variation of it? Is there anybody else? Give us a call, 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. If you at any point get involved in DraftKings, FanDuel, anything like that, and what is your experience like? Good, bad, or indifferent? 800-795-9565. We look forward to hearing from you in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
If you're not insured with the Purdy Insurance Agency, you may not be getting the most out of your insurance coverage. Locally owned and family operated for over 90 years, the experienced team at Purdy will compare your rates and coverage among a number of nationally recognized insurers to make sure you're getting the most out of your insurance dollars. And once you join the Purdy family of customers, you'll experience service and claims handling that's second to none. Call 1-800-677-2478 to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
I can.
I can.
I can.
Yes, you can.
You can afford a new car from Sunbury Motors Hyundai. Their volume pricing can get you behind the wheel of a 2015 Hyundai Accent GLS 4-door for as low as $14,392.
Save over $2,700.
Or how about a 2015 Hyundai Elantra SC Sedan? Was $19,935? Own it for as low as $15,999. Remember, all new Hyundais come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
These aren't leases. You own your new Hyundai.
Sunbury Motors Hyundai is the volume Hyundai dealer in Central PA. When you think you can't afford a new car,
I can.
I can.
Sunbury Motors Hyundai says you can. Hurry in to Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com.
All rebates to dealer and includes valued owner. Financing with approved credit. Not all buyers will qualify. Tax and tags extra. See dealer for complete details.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count.
Okay, welcome back. Series of incredibly successful Kenny Rogers movies that just blow us away. Yeah, Kenny and I had a great experience once. Let's see.
And that sounds like an entertaining story.
He was late, and I was supposed to introduce him. It was at the National Governors Association, and I was the MC. Okay, and Kenny was a little late.
Did he sing that night, or?
He did sing that night. It also involved pre-singing coffee. All right. Meanwhile, with billions of dollars in play, you know what's being hurt by the DraftKings and FanDuel phenomenon?
Well, other than my wallet, I don't know.
State lotteries. Federal laws prohibit sports betting in virtually every state except Nevada. We know that. Now, there are a couple loopholes. I think New Jersey, for one, Chris Christie has talked about sportsbook there. Delaware has pushed for sportsbook forever. And they're both eligible to push for it, by the way. They fall under the same exemption as Nevada does. But they don't have it yet. When it comes to DraftKings FanDuel, they can operate in 45 states. The only states they cannot operate in are Arizona, Iowa, Louisiana, Montana, and Washington. And they have an exemption. It's the 2006 Federal Unlawful Internet Gaming Enforcement Act, and there's an exemption that allows them to play. And they say that, look, what they do requires knowledge, skill, and, yeah, there are certain elements of luck, such as weather injuries, things like that. But they say knowledge and skill is chief behind what they can do and why they can do this. It's not, it's quote, they claim it's not gambling. The Massachusetts Lottery wants a piece of the action, so they've launched a daily fantasy game. And a state lawmaker in Massachusetts has a plan for the lottery to sell prepaid fantasy sports play cards, and they say the first $125 million in revenue would go to the state's cities and towns. And they say that online gaming, such as this, has hurt state lotteries. So, the executive director of the National Council of Problem Gambling estimates only a fairly slight percentage of daily fantasy players experience gambling problems. How about that?
They say that people tend to not view it as gambling and that they're easily enticed by the high dollar amounts they can win. Really, it's an amazing story, isn't it? This is something that you would not talk about 10 years ago. But they take, this is the equivalent to me of, hey, it's your NCAA tournament pool, and suddenly you go national with it.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We've been talking about the DraftKings FanDuel phenomenon. 16 million players nationwide involved. Are you involved? And if so, just tell us a little bit about it. Just more of an education on my part at 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565, just to get your reaction to what it's like to be involved in DraftKings, FanDuel, your satisfaction, dissatisfaction with it, whatever it may be.
You know, we've talked about it several times. One thing that these type of sites and so forth, and fantasy football and fantasy sports in general, does for the sport is it gets you interested in games, and we heard about it last hour, in games you wouldn't normally be interested in or have a thought about. Now all of a sudden Right. You're watching the game, and you're actually watching it more actively than passively because you have a player involved.
Right, exactly, and that's what this does. There's no question about that. Before we get to more on this, number one, you're driving a vehicle this week.
Yes, this week.
From our good friends at Sunbury Motors.
This week, Sunbury Motors Hyundai is what we're featuring in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury, and it's the all-wheel drive 2015 Tucson. It's the limited edition, so you have the leather seating. It is heated seating as well, and in wintertime, that comes in very handy, as well as the all-wheel drive in the winter as well. But in the summer, you're not necessarily as concerned about having the all-wheel drive as you are plenty of room for everything that you're going to be carrying. In the back, especially with luggage, if you're on a late summer vacation, tailgating, it is a great tailgate vehicle. And if you're going to be doing any kayaking or canoeing at lakes, there's a luggage rack on top that will be easily convertible to be able, or easily converted, I should say, to be able to carry kayaks, canoes, and anything else you might need for outdoor adventure and outdoor activities. So find out more about the 2015 Hyundai Tucson at Sunbury Motors Hyundai, routes in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury, along with Lincoln and Ford, and then, of course, the Kia dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Frank Gifford passed away yesterday, age of 84. He's about a week away from his 85th birthday. He and his wife, Kathy Lee, actually had the same birthday. And Frank Gifford was, I remember when Frank Gifford played. I was young at the time, but yeah, Frank Gifford played. He and Y.A. Tittle were the two big stars of the New York Giants at the time. And let's face it, the biggest stars in New York at the time were Mickey Mantle and Frank Gifford. And Gifford then made the transition from football. He was very self-deprecating, by the way. You know, he had that big hit from Chuck Bednarik. And Gifford would tell friends that, you know, if I had hit Bednarik harder, he said, I could have really hurt him. It knocked Gifford out of the game for an entire year. Gifford then went on to become a sportscaster, and he was one of the original hosts, along with Jack Whitaker, of the NFL Today. And they transitioned him to games. He worked the Ice Bowl. He worked Super Bowl I on games. And the original Monday Night Football, CBS was offered it first. But Bill Paley, the president of CBS, his Monday Night lineup had Here's Lucy with Lucille Ball, Gunsmoke with James Arness, and they were garnering gigantic ratings at the time. And he said, we're not going to take football. We already got this. We don't need to take football. NBC, same story, couldn't take it. ABC was third in the ratings at the time. And they were always considered to be, quote, the other network. So they took it, and Rune Arledge jumped on it. And Arledge, you know, he had Howard Cosell already on the payroll. They hired Don Meredith. He wanted Frank Gifford to be his play-by-play guy. Well, he couldn't get Frank Gifford. And the reason he couldn't get Frank Gifford, he was still under contract to CBS, and CBS wouldn't let him go. So he put Keith Jackson in the first year. Then the second year, Gifford came on, and Gifford did a great job. He was always the steady rudder of that ship in the craziness that happened on Monday Night Football. And he was versatile. He did the United States Soviet basketball game where the Soviets were given three chances to win. Frank Gifford did that game. Bob Beatty and Frank Gifford combined on the Franz Klammer downhill ski run at Innsbruck in 76, and Bill Johnson's gold medal in 84, which is significant, being the first American male to win the downhill. Evel Knievel. Who can forget Frank Gifford at Wembley Stadium? Evel Knievel cleared, I don't know, 26, 27, 28 buses at Wembley. And they wanted to bring a stretcher out for him. And Frank Gifford goes out there, and Gifford's still announcing. And Knievel leans on him and says, Frank, just hold me up. I've got to walk out of here. I got to walk out of the stadium. I can't have people see me carried out. And essentially, Frank Gifford got him out of there while doing it on the air. He had versatility. He was intelligent, well-spoken, self-deprecating. And when Al Michaels came in, I'm sure it could not have pleased him to go from the number one spot to a color spot, but he did it and then teamed up for 10 years with Dan Dierdorf together. And Dierdorf has nothing but glowing things to say about Frank Gifford. So obviously, Gifford must have done it with such a classy way that it made Dierdorf feel comfortable. And I've found Dierdorf whenever I've talked to him. Dierdorf is an absolute riot. Funny, funny guy. And at the end, ABC, of course, that Monday Night Football, they made the decision within Disney that ESPN, whether it's on ABC or ESPN, would have control over everything. And ESPN made the decision to phase Frank Gifford out. He was only in his late 60s at the time. They made the decision to phase him out to the point where they then put him on the Monday Night pregame show in Baltimore for one segment where Frank would come into his segment and then leave. That's why I found it interesting. And, you know, the sportscasters, of course, saying great things about Frank Gifford, you know, that's out of admiration, respect as to the level he got to in the course of his sportscasting career. It's been interesting hearing the ESPN executives like, oh, yeah, excuse me, but, you know, somebody in management forced him out. So I'm not quite buying completely here. When I see stuff like that, just aren't. But with great respect for a really great career, he excelled on the field. He was a great player. Defensive back, flanker, halfback, just really, really good. And then to excel as a broadcaster in a variety of sports. He didn't just do football.
See, that's what I... sorry,
he worked
Steve.
As a late night host. He did late night hosting with Kathleen Sullivan. Right. He did very, very well.
And he filled in for Regis a lot of times on the show, and did very well as a guest host in a talk show format too. But you know, other than Pat Summerall, I really can't think of another former player that went into
the broadcast booth, at least on the play-by-play and not as just a color analyst, and was able to do as well as those two did.
Right. They both did extremely well. Extremely well. So our tribute to Frank Gifford, justified. As I said to somebody yesterday, I said, I saw all the Monday night games. I said, I saw him play.
listen
so
to
I go
this.
Back.
I was just going to say, listen to these stats. You were talking about him as a player. 12 seasons with the Giants, 3,609 yards rushing, 34 touchdowns, 840 carries. Had 364 receptions for 5,434 yards and 43 touchdowns. And by the way, completed almost 50% of his passes for 823 yards, 4 touchdowns, right, and 6 interceptions. And his interceptions is tied with Walter Payton for the most interceptions thrown by a non-quarterback in history, while the 14 touchdowns is among the most of any non-quarterback in NFL history as well.
Right, right. Well, he had a great career. Great career, great life. And he was about a week away from his 85th birthday. So, Frank Gifford, 800-795-9565 is the number. 800-795-9565. We've talked about Frank Gifford, DraftKings. Kevin is focused in on the Sean Sweezum situation. And
I do not have a Sweezum update, by the way.
Yeah, well, sure. We'll come back, wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The record was broken.
Sunbury Motors broke their 100-year July sales record.
And we'll do it again in August.
Do it again in August.
SMC will sell over 83 new Fords by August 30th.
SMC is where you want to be if you want a new Escape for $21,740.
SMC is where you want to be
if you want a new Focus for $16,860.
SMC is where you want to be
if you want a new F-150 4x4 for under $30,000.
Sunbury Motors isn't taking this record lately.
If you're in the market for a new vehicle, you owe it to yourself to get to Sunbury Motors before September 1st. If you want 0% for 72 months on a Focus, Fiesta, Explorer, or Expedition,
SMC is where you want to be.
Sunbury Motors will sell over 83 new Fords by August 30th.
Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
SMC is where you need to be
to save more money on your next new Ford.
If we don't get it in the end zone, we'll get 3 points off of Sweezum's toe.
No, you forget that. He's up.
Done.
All right.
He is gone for the year. The reports are that it is an ACL.
How did he do it?
That I haven't heard yet. He actually kicked off the second half, and they said at that point is where he came out of the game. So it must have been on the kickoff, but he is out for the year with an ACL, and it is a torn ACL, is the report out of Pittsburgh right now.
Okay. Well, guess you need a new kicker.
It would appear that way, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a shame. I feel bad for him. Okay, you know, good kicker. Kevin was going on and on and on about, you know, how important it is to have a directional kicker. Okay, separated
in that stadium,
by eight,
yes,
18 yards, 6 inches. Guess what? They all kick the same direction.
I don't disagree with you, but in that stadium, you need someone who can angle the ball, and he was been very successful.
Oh, don't overthink it. Jeez, you overthink everything.
Funny, I've never been accused of overthinking.
You do.
Let's see, what are his career stats? Well, let's see. As a Steeler, of course, he was with Washington and Dallas before 2010.
You know what's great about Frank Gifford? He averaged 4.3 yards a carry.
I knew that was coming. Numbers. I knew that was coming. I was trying to dominate it because I looked up that number this morning, and I thought, geez, if I say that, Steve's going to jump all over that with both feet. And I was right.
Yeah, he also averaged 5 yards per rush in the playoffs, too. Wow, pretty impressive.
That's great. 90.6% accuracy in 2014 for Sean Sweezum.
Okay, but how many others were at 90% plus?
I don't care. I'm only worried about him.
Oh, come on. You got to be able to.
And here's the other thing. He was actually a better kicker kicking in Pittsburgh, percentage-wise, than he did in Dallas and Washington combined. In a harder stadium to kick the ball, he's actually been more successful. That's your Sweezum stat of the day.
Don't you forget that. He's out. Go. For goodness sakes. I mean, Justin Tucker, Dan Bailey, they're good. I mean, Sweezum's 15th. In the history of the NFL in accuracy, and 12th among current kickers. So he's in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, but he used to get you a lot of points as a fantasy player.
Hey, who's ahead of him? Justin Tucker, Dan Bailey, Steven Guskowski, Robbie Gould, Shane Graham, Steven Hauschka, Matt Bryant, Connor Barth, Dan Carpenter, Blair Walsh, and Phil Dawson are all ahead of him. There you go.
I remember the last time I was out at Steelers training camp, the punter got injured, and there were all sorts of people holding signs up that said, give me a tryout. I wonder if that's going to happen with kickers now.
Sure, why not? I mean, Matt Barr made 72%. Let's see. Let's get to the low guys here. Who are the guys low end here? Wayne Walker, who was a place kicker for the, and also was actually a linebacker too, 40%. Pat Summerall made 47% of his field goals. Paul Hornung made 47%. Let's see, George Blanda, 52%. It's great about highlights. They just show you all the good ones. Lou Groza, nicknamed the Toe, 54.8%. The Toe.
I came up with a list of 8 kickers, it would appear, that are free agents.
Okay.
Now, I'm not sure the accuracy of this, but SportsTrack says Shane Graham, Jay Feely, Garrett Hartley, Andrew Fernie, Matt Weil, Jeremiah Detmer, Derek Dimke, and Taylor Pontius. Yeah.
Derek Dimke is, of course, the one that hit the upright in Beaver Stadium in Joe's last game.
It's funny how we were able to tie that in.
It's what I do.
Now, that's not to mention any other undrafted players that might be hanging around places.
I'm sure local bars has several. I mean, Jeff Reed's available. Punched out that fan last night at the game. He's available. Hey, why don't you bring Jeff Reed back?
No. No, thank you.
Oh, come on. Why? Don't you want to win?
Really?
What's the Sean Carey reaction?
I don't know. I haven't talked to Sean today, so he's enjoying a little R&R.
Little R&R. Okay. There we go. Okay. So.
Did Ficken get drafted? I didn't remember that. I can't remember.
Ficken was with Kansas City, but now is working out here at Lash.
There you go. He doesn't have far to go.
No, he does not. I'm saying he would be, I think, an interesting guy to bring in.
I'll make a call.
But Sam was kicking in Lash last week. He is available.
All right. I'll make a call.
I'm sure you will. Enjoyed the DraftKings conversation very much today. Very much. Enjoyed it. I think it's a fascinating topic. I think it is a generational topic. I think as time goes, you're going to find even the older generation getting involved in it with internet, online, fantasy sports. DraftKings tries to appeal to 21 to 35 year olds. Major League Baseball gets involved in this with investment in part because they have a sport that skews older. And this opens the door for them to get younger fans involved. And as Kevin has pointed out many times, and others have made this point, and I understand it completely, you suddenly have interest in games you did not have an interest in before. Now, here's the odd part, and I brought this up several times before. And isn't there a conflict between rooting for somebody on another team and not for your team?
Especially when your quarterback is playing against your favorite team. Your fantasy quarterback is playing against your favorite team.
Well, there's more to it than that, though, Kevin. I mean, yeah, that's the easy, simple one. But what about the game, for example, where it's week 16 of a 17-week season? And in week 16, you have selected the quarterback. Say the Patriots are playing the Ravens. Right. And the Patriots and the Steelers are neck and neck for the last wild card spot. Well, I got Brady on my fantasy team. What's more important to you? The Steelers winning and the Patriots losing, or Brady getting the fantasy numbers you need?
Oh, no. I hope Brady gets the fantasy numbers I need and they lose the game.
Yeah, but you know what, Kevin? That doesn't happen often. Hand in hand. That does not go hand in hand, though.
No, but that's the perfect world.
Okay. Yeah, but that doesn't go hand in hand. The vast majority of time, a guy like Brady goes out and has a fabulous game. They don't lose the game.
And that exact scenario, well, not exactly the teams involved, but I have been in that situation where I've needed my player to perform really well, and it cost my team a chance to play in the playoffs.
Well, what satisfied you? Winning that day? Or...
No, because it ended up not helping, and I still end up finished out of the top three. So,
really,
yeah, I got the worst of all at that particular moment.
Fascinating discussion. Tony Knopf, CEO of Spotlight Ticket Management, is coming up tomorrow. Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com, on Wednesday. Guy Cipriano on the PGA Championship Wednesday as well. So we have a lot going on the next few days.
And next week is Pocono Week.
Really?
Sage Karam will be on the show. Paul Page from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network also on the show. That's next week.
Really?
Yipper.
Should be a lot of fun.